Rubey with your Illinois Public Media News. Illinois advocates are saying that yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling striking down the Defense of Marriage Act adds urgency to their fight to legalize same-sex marriage in the state. Amanda Vinicky reports.
The High Court's decision means that in the eyes of the law, same-sex couples who are legally married cannot be denied their equal right to federal benefits. But in Illinois, gay couples cannot legally marry. A bill to change that passed the state Senate in February, but was never called for a vote in the House.
You know, boy, it is bittersweet for us in Illinois.
Bernard Cherkosov heads Equality Illinois, the state's oldest gay rights organization.
Every day that goes by is another day where Illinois is a state of two classes of citizens, those citizens who are able to get federal recognition and those who can't. And it is up to our Illinois lawmakers to remedy that on the first opportunity that they have.
Same-sex couples can enter civil unions in Illinois, but that doesn't give them access to the same 1,100 federal benefits of marriage. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The U.S. Supreme Court's decision paves the way for thousands of immigrants to be eligible for green cards as well. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers has that report.
An American citizen in a heterosexual relationship can sponsor his or her spouse for a visa, but that same right hasn't been available to same-sex binational couples. That is, until now. Chicago immigration attorney Michael Jarecki says the court's decision to strike down part of DOMA extends same-sex marriage benefits to immigrants who aren't living in the U.S. legally.
When we're talking about couples, it could be 35,000 binational same-sex couples or greater. And when you think about it in terms of a civil rights issue, this is something where it's going to right a wrong.
According to UCLA's Williams Institute, there are approximately 270,000 LGBT adults who are living in the U.S. illegally. Jarecki says he believes all states, including those that don't allow same-sex marriage, like Illinois, will recognize their permanent residency if they marry a U.S. citizen. He says the federal government needs to clarify which marriage benefits can be carried across state lines. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
Governor Pat Quinn says that Illinois' failure to solve its pension problem means the state will have to pay $130 million more in interest on bonds that it sold yesterday. But as Brian Mackey reports, a new study is questioning Illinois' debt rating.
Illinois got an average interest rate of 5% on the $1.3 billion bond sale and had to turn away many potential buyers. Quinn spokesman Abdon Palish says that's better than some expected.
But we're still paying a premium for the General Assembly's failure to pass a comprehensive pension reform bill.
Rating agencies have cited the lack of a pension fix as they've repeatedly downgraded Illinois' credit, ranking it last among the 50 states. Quinn and other politicians have cited the low grade as they argue for cutting government employee retirement benefits. But in a new paper, Mark Joffe, a former employee of the Moody's rating agency, says his statistical models show Illinois' risk of default is low.
Illinois itself has had clean credit since 1857, so that's an incredibly long period of stable credit performance.
Joffe says no state has defaulted on its debt since 1933. I'm Brian Mackey.
Taking a look at sports last night. In baseball, the Mets blanked the White Sox 3-0, the Astros beat the Cardinals, and the Cubs beat the Brewers. This is WILL.
WILL programming is made possible by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, announcing the 2013 El Nora, the Guitar Festival lineup, including Buddy Guy, Cindy Cashdollar, Khaki King, Luther Dickinson, Lucinda Williams, Dan Zanes, and more. Tickets are on sale Saturday, August 10th at 10 a.m.
In Champaign-Urbana, weather today mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible, 20% chance of rain, and a high of 85. You're listening to Morning Edition.